But what I learned was is that I spent, the reason I waited probably 3 years to start coming out and talking to moms and dads is that I had these four, I call them the four wheels of personal leadership, but I've flipped it to call it the four wheels of personal recovery. Because as a dad dealing with my son's addiction, I had to create a recovery from his addiction for me. And the four wheels of personal recovery, the lessons that I've learned that completely have changed my life, is kind of simple. The first wheel, and I should have brought my bike in here, but the first wheel, if you think about it, is the front wheel of your bicycle. The front wheel of your bicycle, there it is, right here. And basically it is embrace responsibility. When we say embrace responsibility, every one of us is in this room today as a byproduct of all the choices, decisions, and actions we've made in our past. We're here today, it's unavoidable our being here today. We're here today because we're supposed to be here. We're here today because you're responsible for being here. All your whole history brought you to this point. That's the first part of embracing responsibility. The second part of embracing responsibility is if you don't like where you are, change your direction. Just like the front wheel on a bike. You don't like the path you're on? Turn right. You are responsible. You're capable of making those changes. You don't need anybody's permission. It's your life. And I say that not in an arrogant sort of way. You can't tell people, hey, see you guys later. I'm going on a 50-day trip across the country. Bye, honey. Bye, you know, son and daughter. You know, that kind of stuff. I did. I sat down with them and got their encouragement. But it was a path that I knew I needed to be on. And I talked to them about why I knew I needed to be on it. And I got them involved. I didn't look for a permission. I looked for their support. I looked for their encouragement. But I was determined I had to go. And it's the same thing with you. There are things that you know you need to be doing in your life. And you allow the voices from other people or your fears of failure or whatever it is to cloud your judgment. And it takes you away from the direction that you know you need to go. Embrace responsibility for your life and make the changes necessary to do it. The only reason that I'm standing here before you today is because I had that conversation with myself on the porch. And I knew that my son's addiction was and is the most painful thing in my life. It still hurts, you know, to think about where he is in his life and how far behind he is on everything and the risk of him having a relapse. You know, it's kind of like somebody who's, you know, been healthy for a while after having dealing with cancer and the threat of remission. My son's addiction can go into remission at a moment's notice. It terrifies me. But it doesn't mean I'm going to stop living my life. I have to live my life. It doesn't mean I don't love him. We were on a radio show a couple weeks ago, and somebody said, well, Brandon, what would you tell parents that are going through what would be your advice? And I just couldn't believe he said this, but it was really cool. He said, I would tell them to do what my dad did, and that is love the hell out of them. And I thought, you know, that's really a powerful thing. And the woman who hosted the radio show said, you know, was a 5-year recovering meth addict. And she said, the one thing that my mom said to me one time when I was living in the street, I was in the middle of a mess, and her mom found her, gave her a big hug and says, no matter what, I love you. At the end of the day, that's all you can give your children is your unconditional love. There's a point in time where they're going to do what they're going to do. As long as they know that you love them, they have a chance, and so do you. So that's the responsibility piece. You have got to continue to live your life and find hope and promise and joy in your life despite the sorrow and the pain that's sitting there beside you. It doesn't define you. It's part of your new reality. And I'm not going to say it's easy. I'm going to repeat that. It's not easy. It's not that simple. But when you start with that kind of clarity and says, I got to keep moving, I've got to be strong for myself, even though my child is not present for me. I have to be strong. I got to give them a light and a place to follow. So the second wheel is like, this is speaker's creativity. But the second wheel is not really a wheel. But if you think about the crank, you know, the front crank where the pedals are, I call that live with passion. And live with passion isn't the whole notion where you are like a cheerleader in your life and you're real positive and stuff, because I don't have time for all that. You know, life isn't just about being positive. Life is about your attitude, and attitude isn't positive. Attitude is about being determined about where you're going. When you think about riding a bicycle, all the energy that comes from riding a bicycle comes right from these two bad boys. You know, and when I would ride, you know, a couple hundred miles, you know, I would ride 100 miles a week for a long time. And this one woman says to me, "Man, Dave, if I ran as much as you, I'd be a lot skinner." And I said, "Look, I've got a Ferrari engine and a Pinto body. I can't help it." But I said, "I got news for you. I'm all legs and lungs, and I can ride my bike forever." And that's the same thing with live with passion. When you think about it, find what it is that energizes you. Find that thing that energizes you. It doesn't have to be a big deal. But we sacrifice so much for our children, especially moms, but we sacrifice so much for our children and so much for others, whether it's at work or school or whatever. We sacrifice so much that we deny the things that give us happiness. And when we deny the things that give ourselves happiness, we essentially attach our happiness to somebody else. We can't do that. Your happiness has to come from you. So when I say live with passion, the morning bike rides, yeah, I like riding my bike. It clears my head. It gives me energy. Okay? It could be yoga. It could be reading. It could be making pizzas or cookies in the kitchen. It could be knitting. It doesn't matter. Make time for the things that give you energy and be passionate about it. When you do that, what happens is that just like your legs, the stuff that keeps you moving, it's there. You're not dead to the world. You're not curled up in a fetal position. You're not chasing after something that doesn't make you happy. You're focused on making time for it. And that doesn't mean you spend hours and hours in a day on it. What I encourage people to do, we call it the 100-day challenge. You know, the whole idea is that it's like, you know, the 100-day challenge basically says is that for 100 days, you're going to do something for yourself that gives you positive energy. And I visited my oldest son in D.C. Last night and this morning. And he finally found something after 2.5 years of trying to decide what it was. He decided he was going to go vegetarian for a month, or for 100 days. Now, his vegetarian wasn't because he wanted to be, I'll spend a little time on this because you have to understand the 100-day challenge. But the vegetarian thing was to learn how to cook vegetables in a different way. He was a really good cook, but he had kind of like stuck in his rut. The whole idea was is that he just wanted to learn how to cook vegetables better. It wasn't that he wanted to lose 50 pounds or any of that other stuff. So when I talk to people about doing something that gives you energy, you know, what happened is I did an experiment last year or 2 years ago. I pulled 100 of my friends in Arizona together. I said, "I'd like you to do the 100-day challenge." And I said, "What's the one thing that you know you need to do more of to just kind of make you feel better in life?" I'm like, I need to lose 100 pounds. Okay, cool. And somebody else say, "I don't know, I just need to start spending more time to learn stuff." And okay, cool. But what we focused on, we didn't focus on the goal, we focused on the vision. The reason I want to make that really clear is the goal is an outcome that basically you slap on your shoulders and you start carrying it around. And it becomes, the goal itself becomes a burden. So for my son is that he wanted to learn how to cook vegetables better. And so when you think about that, so the 100-day challenge to eat, you know, vegetarian for 100 days wasn't about the vegetarian piece, giving up meat, because then you start focusing on what you're giving up. Instead, he was focusing on what he's gaining, which was the ability to learn how to cook vegetables in a different, more creative sort of way. That's a 100-day challenge. That's the kind of stuff that gives you energy. If you know that every time you go for a walk, a 20-minute walk, a 30-minute walk, you find that you just have more clarity, more happy, more whatever, then do it. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Some days it's 20 minutes, some days it's 2 hours. It doesn't matter. But to say to yourself, every day I'm going to make sure that I get out the door and I go for a walk just to get away. That's what it's all about. And that's what brings out the passion in your life. You find energy for that. And it's like, "Dave, well, where does that lead to?" It leads to the next step. You don't need to know where it's going. That's the problem with a goal. Goal is I said have to have an end in mind. Something that has a vision, says I'm just going to enjoy this, doesn't have an end in mind. It has a physical, emotional outcome to it that you can celebrate every day. You can celebrate the end every day. Every day I finished a 1 hour bike ride, I won. It wasn't to get to the 100 that was winning. It was doing that bike ride that one day I won. And the stuff that I learned while I was on my bike ride gave me energy for the day. So I won the day. And that's what recovery is all about, right? We teach our children that are in addicts, right? One day at a time. Why are we living 1 year at a time? Until I become this, until I get that, until... We're crazy. Celebrate your little victories every day. Find ways to celebrate them. At the end of the day, when you go to bed at night, whether you say your prayers or not, that's your business. But before you say goodnight, say, what's the one thing I can celebrate in my day today? And make sure you have that thing. I guarantee tomorrow will be better. And I guarantee that when something comes and hits you upside the head that you didn't expect, that rips your heart out or knocks your world sideways, because you're in a different place physically and emotionally, you will be in a better place to deal with it.